Still to come, is flatulence as effective as coughs and sneezes at spreading diseases? We'll be finding out shortly. But first, it's time to welcome Diana O'Carroll back into the studio. Now, obviously, I won't be asking you about flatulence, Diana, but do you prescribe to probiotic yogurt drinks?
I think only if they made it in some kind of Mississippi mud pie flavour or something.
That's kind of good.
I know, that'd be great. Well, speaking of things that taste a bit like mud or are made of earth, I'm going to be digging into an age-old problem with the following question.
Hello, I'm Bert Lattimore. I'm from Virginia in the United States, and my question concerns dinosaur ages. Somewhere I heard that the big plant-eating dinosaurs could live up to 1,000 years. On another program or podcast, I heard that tyrannosaurs only live 20 to 30 years, which seems very brief for such a big animal. So I'd like to know, how long did the big dinosaurs live, those individual dinosaurs, and how can you tell from a fossil how long that animal lived?
So how long did the very distant relative of your chicken sandwich really get?
My name is Dr. John Nudds from University of Manchester. I'm a paleontologist lecturer, and I research on dinosaur eggs and embryos. The first thing we can say for certain is that no dinosaur ever lived for 1,000 years, nor indeed for anything approaching that sort of time. If you compare dinosaurs to present-day animals, we might expect that the very large herbivores, things like Brachiosaurus and Diplodocus, which were comparable in size to an elephant, would have lived, therefore, for 70, 80 years, maybe a bit more, whereas the smaller, more agile, meat-eating dinosaurs would have been more comparable to some of today's larger birds, to which, of course, they are closely related. So if you think of something like an eagle or raven, they usually live between 20 and 30 years, and that would probably have been about the lifespan of a Tyrannosaurus rex. Now, how do we know this? Well, dinosaur bone is sometimes preserved in exquisite detail, and we can take thin sections of dinosaur bone and look at the bone histology, as we call it, that's the microarchitecture of the bone, just as we do with modern-day bone. And this has shown that some dinosaur bones, especially the long limb bones, and also dinosaur teeth, grew in distinct layers. Now, the teeth added new layers on a daily basis, and limb bones, on the other hand, often added yearly layers. So just like counting tree rings to work out the age of a tree, we can count the annual layers in the dinosaur bone to work out the age of a dinosaur. Interestingly, some of this work has been carried out on Tyrannosaurus, and it's been shown that the largest known specimen, that's the one known as Sue, which is in the Field Museum in Chicago, would have weighed more than 5,000 kilograms when living and lived to an age of 28 years.
So scientists use a sort of ring-counting method for calculating the age of the long-dead dinosaur. Of course, you have to have some very nicely fossilised bone for this to work, and only certain places in the world have these perfect fossils that are created by very slow mineralisation processes.
And Brodaboo on our forum linked dinosaur lifespans to those larger reptiles that are still around with us today that range from 80 to 200 years old.
Wow. Well, that's enough earth-gazing. Here's a question on some stargazing.
Hello, I'm Jesus Zafra from Neja, Spain, and this is my question. Knowing the possibility of life somewhere in a star like our sun, do we have any possibility of communication with our nearest stars? What kind of device should be used? Thank you very much. Bye.
And I've always imagined the object in the next question sounds a bit like how an alien would sound.
Hi, this is Nick Lacey from Margaret River, Western Australia. My question of the week is about the acoustics of the didgeridoo. Could you please explain the science behind the cubic capacity of the internal chamber of the didgeridoo in relation to its length?
So if you have an alien antenna in your back garden or you know how to build a didgeridoo, then do send us an email at questionoftheweek@thenakedscientist.com or post your thoughts on our discussion-friendly forum. That's thenakedscientist.com/forum.
Thank you very much, Diana O'Carroll, for this week's exciting question of the week.
Laying the facts bare, ooh, the Naked Scientists.